Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Don Alan Rico and Dr. Kenneth Ream here this afternoon, and we're talking today about sports medicine and your fitness health. Let's see. Hang on just one second. I got to put Dr. Ream on here. Okay, there we go. That should do it. Hello, Dr. Ream.
Hello, everybody.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me, Mr. Don Alan, huh?
I can. And we're live.
Okay.
Talking today about sports medicine and your fitness health.
So fitness. You know what? That's really important, fitness. We talk about fitness, but today we're going to talk about fitness. The fitness for the foot.
Exactly.
And you know, I have to tell you, Don Alan, in the world of podcast, this is the broadcast. I've been listening to some of the things you've done, and it's fantastic. And so I know people can call in if they're listening, and I'm open to any questions you have about foot fitness, the world of sports medicine.
Absolutely. And they can call in at 646-787-1532. That's the call-in number. Again, 646-787-1532. And so let's talk about sports medicine and your feet. Why is sports medicine an important subject, Dr. Ream?
Well, just think of the word fitness, and in our case, fitness, and the foot is attached to the rest of the body. We already know that about when we talk about diabetes, but the foot is attached to the rest of the body, and in order to keep the feet fit, we need fitness. And what does that mean? That means that we need to keep the body fit and the feet fit. And you know, it's such an active society, and people are doing more activity and more sports and more exercise and working out, and they're injuring their feet, and they don't know what to do. And so, again, just like we talked about diabetes, I want to help people help themselves before they go to the doctor. And so that's why sports medicine is important.
Okay. And, you know, so what is involved in the field of sports medicine? And, you know, why is it gotten so popular lately?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, Don Alan. We're trying to keep fit. And believe me, I endorse that. And even though the world is becoming more and more fit, and people are going to the gym more and more often, and people are running and doing marathons and triathlons, there's a lot more people that's not doing it. And so I always encourage more and more people to do exercise and stay fit and watch their diet. And that's what I'm all about, attention to prevention, okay? But what you ask, what is involved? Well, people are going out and they're running marathons and they're doing exercise, and they're not knowing what they're doing. They're not knowing what they're doing. And so they're injuring themselves. And what kind of injuries are they getting? They're getting shin splints, which is the pain along the top of the leg, the front of the leg. You're stretching the muscle, and indeed, even to the point of a stress fracture of the tibia, even sometimes fractures of the fibula. And they're becoming flat-footed when they walk, called pronation. And they're injuring the bottom of the foot, and the bottom of the foot, that is the plantar fascia, the muscle-like tissues on the bottom of the foot, they're getting stretched and pulled because people are off balance, and they're stretching it. This is called plantar fascia. And the plantar fascia then pulls on the heel, and we're getting heel spurs. And the act of pronation, balancing yourself because you're off balance, irritates the nerves in between the metatarsals, in between the knuckle joints on the foot, and this is causing sore nerves or neuroma. And then there's a host of skin problems and sweating and problems with the tendons and the muscles and stretching. That these are the type of things involved. And you know what? Just like we talked about in diabetes, it's all preventable. And what's the message here, Don Allen? What's the message? Attention to prevention.
There you go. Absolutely.
Let me ask you something. Do you exercise, my friend?
You know,
I'm getting
I do
too
more
personal,
and more.
Right?
I have to.
I'm getting too personal. I
no,
want to know your experience.
Is,
I want to know your experience with exercise, and if you've ever had any foot problems related to exercise or the foot,
or the lack of. Yeah, absolutely. You know, not too well. Maybe it's about 5 years ago or so.
I've worked out and we've done exercise and stuff, but there was an instance where I had to sprint. I had to sprint for just a short distance, and as I was sprinting, a muscle pulled or something right in the bottom of the foot, and I tell you, it's like you blow a tire or something, and it hurt so bad I couldn't run anymore, and it took several weeks to do it. But I think it could have been prevented if I would have been exercising more often.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely. So how did you – it could have been prevented, but how did you actually treat it?
Well, I actually got off of it. You know, I mean, I had to put a was on crutches for a little while. To take, you know, so that it wouldn't, because it was hard to walk, but eventually, you know, quit hurting and took care of itself. But I definitely rubbed pain medication into the bottom, and this is before I realized that, you know, your feet are connected to the rest of your body.
Who told you that one?
I learned that from you.
That's right. But anyway, the message is, you know what I'm all about here is prevention. And we need to exercise, and we need to have a proper diet to prevent diabetes, to stay healthy. The principles involved in being healthy for foot fitness, that is fitness of the foot and body related to help the feet, is a sign that people have to know about that. It's part of the whole program of preventing disease, and we want people to go out and exercise. And in order to do that, they have to know their exercise. You know, people start running for exercise, and the problem with that is they treat their running as their exercise, when in fact it's just their sport. We have to support the sport with their exercise. And so in running, you can't just use running as your exercise. You have to support it with with the exercises for your sport. Does that make yourself clear? Am I making myself clear? For instance, if you want to go out skiing, you're not going to ski for your exercise. That's your sport. You've got to work on your anterotibial muscles. You've got to work on your stretching. You've got to work on your gastrocnemius. You've got to work on your core of your feet and exercise those muscles so the feet doesn't break down. There's whole principles for what I call the principles for, get this, Don, and everybody listening, write this down, the principles for supreme foot care and prevention, eliminating defeat of the feet.
And we have
principles to support the health of the body regarding sports and the feet and feet fitness, or what I call feetness. And so these are principles. And you're gonna find these principles are very similar to the principles we talked about in preventing diabetic foot disease.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the foot and what happens to the foot that would require someone with, you know, that's knowledgeable in sports medicine. What is happening to the foot?
Okay, well, most of us are off balance as we hit the ground. And whether you're playing basketball, whether you're playing tennis, whether you're running or jogging, you have to balance the foot as it hits the ground. Now, let me tell you something you may not know, Don Allen, and all the people listening. When Mother Nature made the foot, she didn't know man was going to make the ground flat. Flat, hard ground. Flat, hard surfaces are our invention. Man invented that. Mother Nature had no idea we were going to make concrete floors and marble floors and whatever, all these hard surfaces we put in our house right now. And outside. And so if we were walking and running and doing exercising on soft sand or the soft ground, the body has a way of accommodating and exercising to prepare the feet for the hard pounding it takes. But when you have a flat, hard surface, you have to accommodate to it. The foot has to go to it, and it abruptly goes to it. So the idea in fitness, it's caused mostly by the foot being imbalanced, being off balance. And the secret behind that is lifting the ground up to the foot so the foot doesn't have to meet the ground. And we do this through the marriage of good shoes and custom-made inserts, so that we could. Can you picture that? If you put your hand under the arch, and it's supporting the foot before it meets the ground. And the secret is putting the ground inside the shoe, figuratively speaking, up to the foot instead of allowing the foot to meet the ground. That's called pronating. That's creating an imbalance in the ankle, the knee, the hip, the shoulder, the neck, and all up and down what they call the kinetic chain. And so that's what happens to the foot. It's subject to all this movement, this excess movement. And guess what? There's such a thing as pressure that's being delivered to the foot while it's gaining its balance. And there's three types of pressure that are dangerous. And this is the part of the shoe and orthotic also that's important. There's direct pressure, what we call pounding pressure. There's shearing pressure. As the foot moves to the ground, it shears. We call that tearing. And then there's rubbing pressure. The toes and the feet and the metatarsals, they rub. Okay? And this is called friction pressure. So between stopping the movement and stopping the pressure, this is the way that we can handle this, the things that happen to the foot.
Okay, so I'm getting a picture as you're describing this, and that's why, you know, I mean, I can see that, you know, if you're a runner, you need to have good running shoes, not just, you know, they got to be comfortable for you, or playing basketball, or, you know, the different things. And it just, it makes you think about, you know, the shoes that sometimes people just go and buy cheap old shoes and then just start walking with them. And that really creates a huge problem if we don't have good shoes and good inserts to meet, you know, to make the foot meet that ground, that flat ground that we're going to be walking on or running on. I can see the importance of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. The buying, you know, I always say we have to keep our feet in we have to ride on good tires. That's exactly what it's analogous to. We have to ride on good tires. We talked about this with diabetes, but we also talk about it with foot fitness. You have to ride on good tires. And why do we have to ride on good tires? And why do we have to support our feet? Just what I said. To build the ground up to the foot instead of allowing the foot to meet the ground, and to absorb the pressure.
Okay. So the title of our show today is Sports Medicine, Your Fitness Health. And so what type of people? Are we only talking about athletes who, you know, go out and run, walk, or do – require the use of their feet, or what type of people would use a sports medicine?
You know what? This is interesting because people think, well, just athletes require the use of sports medicine principles. But even the weekend athlete, we call them the weekend warrior. This is the biggest risk. You don't exercise all week. You don't exercise all month. The guy decides he wants to lose weight. He wants to lose his big belly and all the belly fat that causes all the inflammation in his body. And he starts running and he feels good. And he runs 3 miles with his old shoes. So it's the average guy that really I'm trying to, I mean, the athlete's important too, because they have more elite problems, but it's the weekend warrior. It's the woman who sees crow's feet in her eyes and starts getting a little flabby thighs, and she decides she wants to go to the gym and starts lifting weights, and she hurts her shoulder. Okay, it's these people that need the principles of a sports medicine podiatrist. But you know what? These are principles of sports medicine. This is the principles of foot fitness, and I want to help them help themselves before they go to the doctor. So, yes, we're talking about sports medicine podiatrists, but even deeper in my message is I want to help people help themselves before they go to the doctor. And there are principles that I've written for the supreme or supreme foot care and prevention and preventing the feet of the feet. You get my play on words there, Don?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You get a little play on words.
Supreme,
can I read off
supreme.
These? Supreme foot care and prevention. We want to prevent the feet of the feet. Can I read these principles off real quick? Because I know we don't have much time left. How much time we have left?
Please. We've got about 7 minutes, so please.
All right, so let me just discuss these, because they're very similar in all disease prevention. And we're trying to prevent not only disease, but injuries. And injury is a form of a disease. It creates a temporary disease and is related to the mechanics and the health of the body, really. Number one, we have to realize, and you would have guessed I would have put this number one, we have to realize that the feet are attached to the rest of the body and are at least as important as the rest of the body. We have to pay attention. We can't eat organic food and take vitamins and exercise daily and go out and run with flimsy shoes. That'll okay. ruin the whole deal. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
So if you're going to spend all this money on organic foods and health club memberships and all that, get some good shoes and art supports. Number two, you have to be aware of your feet because they are under the most physical stress of any part of the body and therefore the weakest link. You walk on your feet. There's 3 to 8 times the body weight with each step transmitted depending on the surface and the height and how fast you're going. They're furthest away from the heart and they get less blood flowing. And they create an unusual environment, just like we have in the mouth. You know, the mouth has an unusual environment and creates different bacteria and around the teeth called tartar and so forth. The feet are just the same. We have to pay attention to the environment. The next thing, number three, you have to pay attention to the skin and nails. We have a product that we make, and you know I'm all about prevention, so this is not about promoting my product. This is about encouraging people to have attention to prevention, and we have an active foot formula foot cream, Dr. Ream Remedies, and we have an active foot formula that is good for massage. It creates a very friction, we have a friction factor, so it's a friction perfect massage. It gets deep. It penetrates, and it's good for before the sport and after the sport. And you know there's this new movement of recovery. They even have recovery shoes. That when you massage your foot with Balm Riche, it prevents re-injury after the next time. There's science behind the concepts of what I'm telling you. So you have to pay attention to the skin and nails. When you run, you get a runner's nail or discolored nail or ingrown nails. And all the information is on my website, is on the website, drreamremedies.com. So maintain proper posture and muscle balancing and conditioning. Maintain foot balance and shock absorption. All right? You have to maintain the overall health of the body. You have to maintain the nutrition of the body. And you know what's important there, Don Allen? The nutrition. You know what? It's so simple, okay? You eat just food. You stay away from preservatives, but eat food. Nothing else. Just food. Not too much. Mostly plant-based, healthy fats, and lean small portions of healthy meat, chicken, or fish. And it's as simple as that. Stay away from the sugars. And my next point is maintain a positive attitude. I mean, we could talk for hours about that. And then keeping your feet conditioned, protected, safe, and warm. And then keep your feet in check. So these are the principles of preventing damage in the feet during your sports and promoting what? Feetness. There we go.
Feetness. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, you have to start early. Yeah, before injury happens, to start with good habits. You have to have a good mindset. And you must learn to reframe things that go wrong because stress is an important part of the chemistry that sets up a environment of injury. Okay? You must be self-reliant. You cannot depend on a medical system that is changing so fast. And you must keep your feet in mind. And we should cherish our body and our feet because without them, we literally could not stand for good health.
Yeah, exactly. That's so important.
How do you like that?
Yeah, you know, people don't. I think they take for granted their feet, and just any old thing will do. You know, and you know, for
for shoes or whatever. And I think probably one of the things I hear you saying is that people, especially if they're going to start a routine, is they ought to visit a podiatrist, a sports, you know, podiatrist or a person like you, and just have their
Absolutely.
Feet checked out.
Absolutely. And make sure they're board certified by the American Board of Multiple Specialties in Podiatry and board certified in podiatric sports medicine.
All right. Very good. Any last words of wisdom, Dr. Reed?
Well, you know what? It's the same thing I preach. It's so important. I want people to pay attention to prevention, to be It is up to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, thanks for being with us this afternoon or on the recorded call. This is Don Allen Rico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm with the Foot Expert Online. Remember to keep your feet healthy. Bye for now. Thank you, Dr. Rehm.
Thank you.
Expert Online is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2018, Kenneth Rehm, all rights reserved.